Unit 2, pages 40 to 41. Reading.
My Private Place, Part 2. Grandfather is here. A taxi stops near our house. My dad jumps up and helps the old man get out. "Come on, Beth," Mom says. "Welcome your grandfather." I go to the door and say, "Hi, Grandpa," coldly. My sister, Jill, gives him some flowers and a big smile. We all go into the kitchen. Grandfather drinks hot tea. Jill offers him some cookies, but he doesn't touch them. I want to get out of the kitchen, but Dad tells me to stay. They talk for some time. Then, the old man says he is tired. So Mom shows him to his room, my room. No place for me. I am in the living room when Mom comes in with my jacket. She is angry. "Beth, why don't you get your things out of that room?" I don't say anything. I turn on the TV. The music is very loud, but I don't care. "What are you doing, Beth? He is trying to sleep," she says. "I can't stand it anymore. Don't I belong in this house too?" I yell. I run to my sister's room and lock the door. The tablet. At long last, I am alone. I can cry now. No one cares about my feelings. All they care about is how the old man feels. "Hey, open up," Jill yells. "You can't lock me out of my own room." "Oh no," I yell back. "What makes you different from me?" "Open the door. I want my tablet," she says. I open the door and give her the tablet. Suddenly, I remember my own tablet. It is still in my room, Grandfather's room. I can get it, can't I?